Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra, recorded in honour of the harvest moon, the 5th of October 2017. The harvest moon, also a beautiful full moon, and this year in the sign of Aries, the fire sign. So this Yoga Nidra is designed to help you cool down and allow the fire to burn within you, to help you release and let go anything that is no longer serving you. And so take this time now to allow the body to settle, to lie comfortably with any props and support you may like, blankets and eye pillows, socks and jumpers. And as you allow the body to begin to move towards that place of stillness, simply know that this time now is simply for you to journey in and find that place of quiet peace. And as the body begins to settle, you may allow the body to sink down a little bit more fully, perhaps on an exhale, feeling the weight of the back of the body sink down a little more deeply. And as you allow the weight of the body to settle down, notice how the support of whatever you're lying on can rise up to greet the body. And preparing to start our practice, perhaps with a very simple intention that there is nothing to do, nothing to aim for or strive for, to simply practice the act of surrender, which simply means to stop struggling and to let the body and the mind take deep, nourishing rest. And I invite you now to take your awareness to your right hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, feeling the thumb and the fingers together, the palm, the back of the hand, the wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, and ankle, the heel, the sole of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe. The five toes together, and feeling now the whole right side, the whole right side, the whole right side. Now bring your awareness to the left side of the body, left hand thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. The fingers and thumb together. The palm and back of hands. Wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side, waist, hip, thigh, knee, calf muscle, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and little toe, all the toes together, and feeling now the whole left side, the whole left side, the whole left side. Now bring your awareness to the back of the body, right buttock, left buttock, right side of the back, left side of the back, the waist, right shoulder blade and left shoulder blade, the whole spine, the neck, back of the head, the crown of the head, and the whole back of the body, the whole back, the whole back. Now become aware of the front, the forehead, the right temple and left temple, right eye, left eye, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right ear, left ear, the nose, the right nostril, and left nostril, the tip of the nose, right cheek, left cheek, upper lip, lower lip, the chin, throat, right collarbone and left collarbone, right chest and left chest, center of the chest, the upper abdomen, middle abdomen and lower abdomen, the navel, the whole front of the body, the whole front of the body, the whole front of the body. And sense now the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. And take your awareness back to the navel. And notice the rise and the fall of the abdomen with each breath. As you inhale, belly rises. And as you exhale, belly softens. And stay with that flow of breath. Just noticing the rising of the belly on the inhale and the softening of the belly on the exhale. And bring your awareness to your belly button. See if you can feel the belly button as you breathe. Remember, we're just exploring with curiosity. There's no right or wrong. So just notice, can I feel the belly button? How does it feel? And how would it feel to Imagine going into the belly, perhaps travelling through the belly button into the belly. And feeling the warmth of the belly, the fire of the belly. And perhaps noticing if you can feel a feeling of warmth in other parts of the body. Maybe in the armpits or in the groins. Are there other feelings of warmth within the body? Can you feel feelings of coolness? Maybe the skin on the face or on the hands or the toes. Is there a feeling of coolness in the body? Feelings of warmth and feelings of coolness. Can you be aware of both at the same time, both sensations, the warmth and the coolness together? And begin now to count each breath, inhaling for 9 and exhaling for 9, counting down breath by breath. And then wherever you are in that count, simply let the count go. And become aware of the body. And on an inhale, feel the whole right side of the body. Inhaling, feeling the right side, and exhaling, feeling the right side. On your next inhale, feel your left side. Inhaling, left side, and exhaling, left side. Inhaling on the right side, breathing down to the fingers and the toes, and then exhaling. Feeling the whole right side. Inhaling, feeling the left side. The whole left side, and then exhaling. The whole left side. Take one or two more rounds in your own time. Inhaling and exhaling on each side of the body. And then the next time you come to inhale, feel the whole body, filling every part of the body with a deep, full inhale, and then exhaling, letting it go. With your next few breaths, notice how the breath flows through the body. like rivers and streams flowing through the earth, travelling down to faraway places. And now, guide your awareness back to your belly. And notice how it feels when you are full of confidence, when you know exactly what to do, when you know the right action to take, and when to say no, and just imagine how this would feel. You could perhaps think of someone you know or respect that seems very confident and sure. And imagine how it would feel for you to also be like that. Of course, you may have thoughts arise that say that you're not like that. You're not good enough. Just let them come and go. And as you take four deep breaths into your belly, notice how it would feel to believe you were confident and capable in your decisions. And then let it go. No attachment, no clinging. Just let that experience go. And feel the weight of the body resting down onto the support it's on. Feel the whole right side of the body and the whole left side of the body. The whole back of the body and the whole front of the body and the whole body, the whole body, the whole body. And know that we come towards the end of this practice of Yoga Nidra. And beginning just by noticing any sounds around you. Noticing the feeling of touch against the skin, blankets, clothes, and eye pillows. Feeling the body, if there's any comfort or discomfort. And allowing the body to begin to move whenever feels good for you. Remember, you can stay resting as long as you like, as long as you are able. When you are ready, you may like to start to wiggle your fingers and spread your toes. Maybe circling your wrists and pointing and flexing your ankles. And taking any other movement that feels good as you come back to a more waking state of awareness. Wide awake, wide awake. Wide awake. This has been the practice of Yoga Nidra. Thank you for listening.